Hello everybody, good morning and welcome to the United Stand. I'm Mark Goldbridge and this is your latest Manchester United news and transfer news as Ruben Amorim faces another blow. And no, we've not lost to Hong Kong yet. We have got that watch along coming up for you in a couple of hours. But has he lost Bruno Fernandes? Manchester United's captain, his agent in Saudi, talking to Saudi Al Hilal, deadline last night. Could Bruno Fernandes be leaving? Let's get into that because it's absolutely huge if it does happen. I'm somebody that said after losing to the Europa League final, I would do it. But the harsh reality of it is that there has to be, it's very easy to be Ricky FC and say, I'm telling you now, Mark, let's do it. I agree in a sense, but there are parameters to this. I read a very good tweet this morning. I think it was Sam Pilger said, the issue is you remove Bruno Fernandes, you remove his goals, his leadership, and you replace it. You can, you know, 100 million can go very, very quickly. We spent 50 on Ugarte. He didn't even start the final. I think it's a fair point. I don't think this is as simple, and I think it's a grown-up conversation. I don't think it's as simple as saying, should you sell Bruno Fernandes, yes or no? I think it's multi-layered. Like, I appreciate Bruno Fernandes. I think he's our best player. I think it's a huge loss. But I also look at where the football club is. And let's not forget yesterday, Liam Delap snubbed us, a striker that got relegated after one season in the Premier League with Ipswich. He snubbed us. We went all in and we didn't get him. Nobody at that football club can say we're Manchester United. We are at our lowest point ever in most of your lifetimes and certainly in Premier League history. This is a low. It's a real low. It's absolutely the lowest point we've had in the Premier League. So if you are going to rebuild something and, you know, knock it down to foundations and rebuild, then now is the time to do it. And apparently we've got no money. Apparently we're a club in crisis. So using Bruno Fernandes for the next 2 or 3 years, when in 2 or 3 years he's pretty much going to start declining, when you can cash in on 100 million, there is a case to say, okay, we're probably going to be worse without Bruno, but are we going to build something to be better without Bruno? And that's where I am at. I'm not expecting next season to be in Europe anyway. If you want to keep Bruno because you think you might get in Europe, fine. I understand that. I'm not saying keeping Bruno is a bad idea. But for me, I'm sort of like, if we are truly going to rebuild, then now is the time to do it. I take on board the whole, yeah, but what if we waste the money? Well, we've done that before. What if we spend the money properly? What if we spend £100 million on 3 or 4 players that make us a better team over the next 3 years and we never look back? You know, ultimately, do I trust the ownership to spend the money wisely? Probably not. But that's not a reason not to sell Bruno. What are we going to do? Not, you know, just, I think that, but let's hit the news. The big thing here is we're talking like we are, and Michael says it's the best time to sell. We're talking like we're the owners or we're Ruben Amorim. Let's do it. Let's not forget here that we're having a grown-up conversation about what we would do if we were in charge. This is not the situation, by the way. Amorim doesn't want him to go. The club don't want to sell him. It's Bruno's agent who's in Saudi looking at the terms. So we're not even competent with this. If it was Man United thinking about doing it, that's the conversation we're having. But Man United are going, please don't go, Bruno. Please don't go, Bruno. Ruben, do you have a word? Please don't. No, I won't do Portugal. Please don't go, Bruno. Bruno, look at the training facilities. Look at the dinner. Look at the menu for next year. Look at the stage. Look at Gary Neville's audio. Listen to it. Look at the stadium pictures. In 5 years, I won't be able to play in it. But we'll build a statue. Please stay, Bruno. Please. Bruno, please, Bruno. But please, Bruno. Please, Bruno. But please, Bruno. Please, Bruno. And that's what we're doing. We are begging him to stay. We're not even having the conversation we're having about whether we should sell. It's Bruno who's looking at it and going, do I want to go? And I don't blame Bruno Fernandes if he wants to go, by the way. It would be another low for us, of course. But if he decides to go, is it not somebody looking at the club with more inside knowledge than we've got going, nah, this place is going nowhere. This club is going nowhere. So I don't know. It'll all come out in the wash, I suppose. But let's have a look at what the breaking stories really are all about, because there's so many of them. Ben Jacobs, talks between Al Hilal and Bruno Fernandes described by Saudi sources as productive. Bruno yet to give an answer, but Hilal made it clear it must come before the Club World Cup. At least we get to watch Bruno in the Club World Cup. Al Hilal are said to be prepared to pay about £80 million, says Laurie Whitwell. I don't think that's enough, by the way. I genuinely would jump in at this point and say that's not enough. It was 120, then it was 100, now it's 80. I'm sorry, that's not enough. Like, you can pay your silly money or you can piss off, basically. 80 million quid's not enough. I would be angry with the club if they did that deal, because that people would say, well, it's only 20 million, and Ricky will go, take it, I'm selling you now, take it. But I feel 100 million's got to be the point where you go, that's why we did it. 80 million to me doesn't feel like, that doesn't feel, I get why the club would do it. They're desperate. But I think you've got to go, we took them for 100 million quid. I don't agree with 80, but they might do it. Would you take 80? Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we're a democracy here. Would you take 80 mil for Bruno? What about the striker, Mark? Hey, it's a morning show. I'm trying to talk to you about the striker situation, but this is pretty big. Jordan says, Bruno sells shirts. That's why they keep him. We need McFred back, says Will. What striker would you look for now, realistically? We're going to do that, Dale. Garnacho giving the middle finger to Malaysian fans who came to see a joke of United side. What has this club become? Yeah, we don't know the context, though, do we, Marlo? I know Ahmad did it because of abuse. So if it's abuse, look, I defend Ahmad. We've got our T-shirt over there. I defend Ahmad. If he's getting abuse, why shouldn't he give the finger? If Garnacho's getting the abuse, so we're not going to defend him as well because we don't like him. Come on. He's probably getting abuse as well. Hi, Mark. Let's not forget how bad Bruno was in the first half of the season. Why see the end of Hollywood football at United? We may see it with his departure, says Talito. Are we on plan D yet, says Beer Merchant? I don't think we're even on a plan at the moment. Hopefully we can pull a Euro-type transfer and snatch something big. Would love to think that wasn't a fluke, says Drayson. Al Hilal looking to make a mega bid for Osimhen, says Malaki as well. One of the main reasons they're really considering selling Bruno now is because they missed out on Delap, says Ashton. And Dan says, you're not considering Gyökeres' situation very logically. Players joining want to work with Amrim, not Man United. But they look at the club, if he loses his job, there is a lot of uncertainty around us. Great point, Dan. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you about the Garnacho situation in a little bit, but let's stick on Bruno. Bruno Fernandes is giving serious consideration to joining Al Hilal. Multiple sources talking about that. Chris Wheeler, Al Hilal, ready to pay Bruno Fernandes $200 million over 3 years and $100 million bid to United. 72-hour deadline has been issued on Monday. What I can tell you, and this is based on experience, this is not based on source or anything like that, what I can tell you is that when you've got Laurie Whitwell, Chris Wheeler, Simon Stone, Manchester Evening News, all talking about Bruno Fernandes considering this deal, it's a brief from the club. You know it, I know it. That's a brief from the club. The only one we're missing is James Ducker, and maybe he is, Ben Jacobs as well. I don't know. Maybe James Ducker has written about it. But when you get a clear amount of journalists talking like that, then for me, that is a brief from the club that Bruno Fernandes is seriously considering doing the deal. And I think that's the way we have to read it here. I think Bruno is considering this deal. I think Amrim doesn't want it to happen, and I don't think Man United want it to happen. So the fact that Bruno wants it to happen, I think, stinks. Not on Bruno's part. I think it stinks on United's part as to the enormity of the problem, because when the captain is thinking about jumping ship, if you know anything about boats, the captain always goes down with the ship. Look at the Titanic. If the captain's thinking about jumping ship, that just shows you how bad the ship is. And I don't blame him for that. I don't blame him at all. He's got to do what's best for him. And honestly, I don't really see for Bruno what there is at Manchester United other than a load of shit, abuse, and hard work next season, and he's probably exhausted. I mean, the petulance we see on the pitch from him when he's throwing his arms up in the air isn't because he's a knobhead. It's because he's absolutely frustrated. Now, some of you might not have those personality traits. I'd like to think I don't, but I think I do. And when people around you aren't working to the levels that you think you are, you do lash out. And it's not because you don't like them people. It's because you're frustrated that you're not performing at the level you think you can do. And I think that there is a lot of that with Bruno. Do I think this will happen now? I still think it's 50-50, to be honest with you. I still think it's 50-50. But the fact that the story's never gone away, I think you've got to acknowledge that it might happen. But I absolutely, where am I? I'd do the deal. I'd still do the deal. But if we do the deal, I'm not going to sit here and go, I'm happy about that. I'll be very sad about it. I think it's sad that we have to do it. And I think if we had won last week, we wouldn't have had to do it. So I think it's sad that we have to do it. But we have to utilize those funds in an aggressive and ambitious way, not a prudent way. And I agree that the club might not do that with that money. One of the big issues we've got, and I think a lot of people quite rightly have exposed this, is that it's all right having £200 million in your back pocket, but if you've got nothing to spend it on, you know, walking into the 24/7 local garage at midnight on Christmas Eve with 500 quid in your pocket, but you haven't bought anybody's Christmas presents and all their stocks are bare, you know, you're going to end up with a load of crap. And what concerns me as we wander into transfer news away from Bruno is I can see June drifting. I think at the end of May, you're like, oh, it's going to be a great transfer window. And then June happens and then you're like, oh, it's July. We didn't do anything. And that has happened to United a lot. We didn't do anything last June either. And I think that the danger we've got at the moment is, it was very clear that we wanted Cunha and Delap early to go, look at us, we're getting business done early. And I think Delap going to Chelsea has left them in a situation where they don't know what they're doing. And I don't think they had much of a plan beyond Cunha and Delap anyway. I think the plan was Cunha, Delap, do nothing in June, back for pre-season, announce Cunha and Delap with the new shirts, look at us, everyone's back smiling, and then at some point in July and August, maybe bring a couple more players in. You know, standard United, don't get everybody in for pre-season, you know, couple of shirt sellers in, and then do business later in the window. I think that was the plan. And I think now that Delap's gone to Chelsea, they're like, shit, we weren't planning to do anything in June. Now we might lose Bruno. What are we going to do? And that's my worry, is that June could just drift with no direction. And it doesn't matter how much money you've got in your pocket. I don't think United have got much of a plan at the moment to go and sign anybody. And they've got to start moving quickly. And if Bruno goes, yeah, the club's in big trouble. Could be a long, long way back, but I think it could be a long, long way back anyway. VK, welcome to Members Club. Sometimes it's a good thing to let your best individual player go to build a team, but only with smart recruitment, that's their problem. Look, Scott, before we talk about Mateta and Gyökeres and what's happening with the striker, so a lot of people say to me, why would you sell your best player and your best leader? And I say, look, I've played football years ago. I've worked in organisations where good people have left. And that, what you do, when somebody good leaves, is you don't cling on to the past. You close the door and you try and build something new. When Ronaldo left, there was no point trying to find the next Ronaldo. We had to build something new. And I think that if Bruno did leave, you give the captaincy to Harry Maguire, Casemiro or De Ligt for a year or whatever. You bring in a good midfielder and a good number 10 and you start something new. And what you probably stop seeing is Bruno Fernandes running around playing right back, right wing, centre mid, you know, all over the place. You stop seeing those hero balls. You might see a little bit more discipline positionally and possessionally. There is an opportunity to be better. There is also an opportunity to be worse if you buy bad and the team becomes rudderless. But there is also an opportunity to be better as well. I'm not going to sit here and say, if Bruno leaves, it's the end of the world, because I've seen David Beckham leave. I didn't want that to happen. I've seen Cristiano Ronaldo leave. I didn't want that to happen. So We sell Bruno. These owners will not put it back into buying players. It will go into repayments. I fully expect a relegation battle next year. We are done, says Sean Turner. Brian's gifted 5 memberships. Thank you very much. Damien Darwin says 80 million is not enough if we end up wasting it on trash. I agree with you, Damien, but that's not a reason to keep him. I'm still in the camp of getting rid of him. I am. I'm still in the camp of that. And I would be more than happy. I'd rather Bruno decide he wants to go than United push him. I'd respect Bruno so much if he left and said, I'm leaving because I don't see the ambition of this football club. I think Rooney threatened to do it a few years ago and he got a load of pelters for it. But I think we're ready for it as a fan base now. I think we're actually ready for what... Well, we saw it with the Ronaldo interview. I think fans are so fed up of the ownership that if a player said, look, I'm going because I feel it's a right move for me, I'd respect it. I'm glad Amrin wants to keep him. I'm glad the club wants to keep him. And if Bruno goes because he wants to go, I'll respect it because it leaves the club in the shit and it exposes it for where it is. This club needs to hit rock bottom. It needs to hit the bottom of the barrel and then it needs a big wet salmon slapping around the face of the Glazers and Sir Jim to wake them up and realise you've taken this club to a depth nobody thought possible. We're so deep, we're going to get the bends if we ever go back up to the top. We're so deep, the pressure's huge. So I've got no problem. After that final loss last week, I said it was invigorating. It was enlightening. The reality hit me. We are shit. Nobody can banter us. Chelsea fans can't banter us about Delap. We know what we are and we know where we are. What I'm waiting for now is leadership. I don't want to hear about job cuts. I don't want to hear about being prudent. I don't want to hear about begging players to stay at the football club. I don't want to hear about sympathy. We are where we deserve to be because of how we've run this football club. What I want to see now is shut up with your excuses. If I was in that boardroom now and I was Sir Jim Radcliffe, I wouldn't be sat there relaxed with my shirt, with top button open going at the end of the day. I'd be saying at the start of the day, get your bloody ties on, polish your shoes. What's going on at this football club? Because I tell you what, it's an absolute joke. You're fired. Get me some proper people in here because it's about time we started doing some stuff. This whole bloody prudent and cut thing is a load of crap. We're a football club, not a bloody restaurant. You know, this is what we need to see. Don't blame Bruno leaving. He playing with a bunch of kids at this club, says Ishmael. No less than 120 million for Bruno, 150 with an Arna, says Shane. BK, thank you very much. Sometimes it's a good thing to let your best... I've done that from Scott. Question is, will the entire 100 million be used in the transfer budget, says Rahil. Wake up, act like don't want to sell for bigger bid, says Joseph. 100 million to Glazers, no. We don't have a plan if Bruno goes. Our plan A is out in the wind. Club is going backwards and no quality players want to come to us, says Aki. Say Bruno does go, Mark. Who are you bringing in, says Robbie G. If Bruno went, I would try and get Ederson, Gyökeres and Mbeumo. I would, because I'd have the money to do it. The Mbeumo story doesn't mean anything because we haven't got the money and we haven't got a striker. The priority was to get in Delap and Cunha and then assess the window after we'd sold some players, which means Mbeumo would go to Newcastle because they're ready to do business now. They've got the money and they're ready. We're not ready to do an Mbeumo deal because we've got to get a striker first and we haven't got any money because we haven't sold anyone yet. If you sold Bruno, I'd be saying to Al Hilal, before you do the check, get onto Brentford, get onto Sporting, get onto Atalanta. You've got to do those deals before you know, absolutely. I would expect... If Bruno Fernandes does leave, and this is one thing I will leave you with before we talk about the striker. If Bruno Fernandes is going, let's see how we manage this. Because when Gareth Bale left Spurs, they had about 6 signings lined up before he went. So if Bruno is going, I don't expect in a couple of hours' time to hear Bruno's leaving. Although I do, because that's how shit United is. If you're about to pocket 100 million quid, you don't let that go public until you've done some business. I would expect Man United to go Ederson, Gyökeres, whoever they're buying before the Bruno thing gets announced. Because the minute Bruno gets announced, you're going to pay shitloads of money on anyone you want because everyone knows you've got 100 million. But again, do you think if Bruno goes, United will manage it in a way that gets his players before he's gone? No, we won't. We'll pocket the money and everyone will know we've got the money and then we'll get screwed everywhere we go. If Bruno carries on putting in the type of performance he displayed against Spurs, then sell him immediately. We need big game players, says Sam. Well, Bruno was bad in the final. He was terrible in the final. He was terrible in the game against Chelsea. He was terrible in the game, was it Brentford before that as well? Ever since this news came out. Which player would you give as a fighting chance for European football? A striker, Glenn. Please don't go, Bruno. Skip was so uncomfortable to watch, says Footy. I wouldn't even take 100 million for him. In the beginning, there was talk of British record transfer fees, says Ben. Sell Bruno for 80, sign Jokeres and Edison, says Daniel Wright. That's how I would replace Bruno, by the way. I don't think he is a number 8, and I don't think he is a number 10. He's like two players. So if you've got Cunha and you get Edison, I think you replace Bruno 2-for-1. Robert McCormack's in the house. He says it would be madness not to sell him. He's been a good servant, but doesn't work in this team. They all told him to give him the ball and it doesn't work. Bruno was bought to be the start of a rebuild, says Connor. Now we sell him to start all over again with significantly less funds and a worse squad. It's a piss take. Do you think Amorim walks if he isn't supported in the window, says Joe. I don't think Amorim can threaten to walk again. Apparently he threatened to walk in January. He threatened to walk a couple of weeks ago. Some people say third time's the charm. He can't keep threatening to walk. Like, he's got to stay. I'd be annoyed at him if he threatened to go again, because, you know, it's like the boy who cried wolf. You're either here and committed or you're not. And he said he's committed now. When he held that mic up, he said he was committed. So I don't expect that. Pre-Ineos transfers had inflated fees and wages. It will take 3 years from now for them to recover and get to level zero again, says Hitton. Hopefully we can have done that one. Just on the poll, would you take 80 million for Bruno? Yes, 46%. No, 54%. I think that's quite close. Remember, that's 80 million. I think if I put 100, that would go a lot higher there. So thank you, everybody who voted in on that. Right, let's talk about something else, because that's quite an extensive update on Bruno. We'll wait and see what happens. Remember, we are doing a watch along. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff, I think. So we'll be live about 12:30, Man United against Hong Kong. Even the Hong Kong manager has described it as an exhibition. So we'll be live for that anyway. Don't fall into the MUTV trap on YouTube, by the way. Just come over to the United stand. Okay, let's go. So, where are we with the striker situation? Is there anything we can bring you? Well, ultimately, the club are very, very quiet at the moment. Obviously, they wanted Liam Delap. I think that United obviously have clearly lost out about that. Just a bit of a note. I've just been sent this by Matt, our editor, that Real Madrid play Al Hilal first game in the Club World Cup on the 18th of June at 8 o'clock. Could be a good watch along that then, if Bruno's play. Well, look, that would get people watching it, wouldn't it? I think that I have to say, in relation to the striker situation, you've got concerns if you're Ruben Amorim. I very much doubt Ruben Amorim was like, yeah, get me Liam Delap. He probably got convinced. And one of the worst things in negotiations are when you want something else and then you get convinced to go for the thing you didn't want and then they don't get it. And I imagine Ruben Amorim is sat there in Hong Kong this morning going, okay, I didn't really want Liam Delap, but I was convinced about his ability. Then they don't even get him. That'll be really frustrating. So I think that where we go next, it's wild. It's the Wild West at the moment. Like, there are so many people out there talking about where we're going to go next. As I understand it, I think it's been reported that Arsenal are pushing forward on Sesko. Now, it's gone very quiet with Jokeres. I think Jokeres would be perfect for Arsenal, and that's probably where Jokeres wants to go. But if Arsenal push forward on Sesko, does that mean Man United can go for Jokeres? My honest answer is no. I don't think we can. I think we have to follow the news. We don't really get lied to by Man United or Amorim. They do tend to tell the truth. We just don't like the truth that we're broke and we're going to suffer and this, that and the other. I don't think Jokeres to Man United happens unless we approach transfers like we used to and we put some silly money on the table, whether it's an agent fee, whether it's a wage. I don't think Man United want to do that anymore. So I don't think Jokeres becomes a Man United player. Some people are talking about Barcelona in the chat. Some people are talking about Sporting keeping him for another year. Some people are talking about Chelsea. There are a lot of options that are better than Manchester United. And I would love Man United to go and get Gyökeres. But my question has always been, why were we not going for him in the first place? Was it just about the money or was it because he'd said no? So I think the chances of Gyökeres are very low, to be honest with you. Osimhen, the same. I just think we've got owners that don't want to spend money and Osimhen is going to demand big wages. So I think that will rule him out. Unless he's got a major Man United fetish, I just think that United would not even offer the wages and the signing on fee that he would want. So I think Osimhen has to be out of the equation. Obviously, Delap's out of the equation. Jonathan David, a free agent, is going to go to Italy. So you're moving down the list. Ekitike is going to be too expensive and there are better clubs than us that want him, Newcastle, Liverpool, Chelsea. So I'm sort of landing on Mateta now. That's sort of like when people ask me, where do I think we'll go next? I think Mateta is the logical one. I wouldn't say I'm like 9 out of 10 it'll happen. I wouldn't even say I'm 6 out of 10. I'd say it's 50-50. But logically, I think Mateta fits the profile of Manchester United more than anybody else, because he's, well, I mean, look, to be honest with you, I say more than anybody else. He's actually 28 next month. So he might be a little bit beyond what United are looking at age-wise, but beggars can't be choosers. He's only got a year left on his contract. It's not a contract with an extra year on it. Somebody said, what's his national team situation? I think he's played for France, hasn't he? I'm sure he's played for France. So, but yeah, 1 year left on his contract, 28 next month, Premier League proven, one of the best conversion strikers. I don't even know if I've got the bit of paper anymore because I did that video, didn't I? I've got rid of it. It's a shame. I did the video on Delap and there was a few bits about, might be on here. Let's have a look. No, that's not the one. That's a shame. Conversion rate's very, very good. But look, if you don't want Mateta, if you do want Mateta, I wouldn't get depressed and I wouldn't get excited. Keep an eye on Vlahovic, says Jake. Honestly, David Ornstein and Fabrizio Romano couldn't magic up who what striker we're going for at the moment because United don't know. They've literally had 24 hours since they got told Delap doesn't want them. And it's hilarious because the day before Delap told Man United that he doesn't want to come, Omar Berardi was sat there, stood there going, we've been planning this for months. I don't know how he talks shit. We've been planning this for months and we've got lots of different things we've been planning for. I don't think they have a plan around the striker at the moment. And I think if they did end up going for Mateta or Osimhen or Gyökeres, it will be a sign of desperation. It might be a sign of desperation that we prefer. I'd rather get Mateta than Delap, by the way. I think it suits Man United better in the next 2 years more. I'd rather get Ollie Watkins than Delap because we need experience. We actually need a striker that's got a bit of experience. So I would say Mateta is probably where we're heading, if I had to guess, because we have looked at him. We have scouted him. He has got a year left on his contract. And realistically, £40 million might be enough. Palace will want a lot more, but he has only got a year left on his contract. So there might be something there. A lot of people aren't happy about that in the chat, but I suppose that's where we are. Yusuf says, I like Edison, but I'd love the idea of signing a physical number six. We were once linked with Hunland from Sporting. I would love Guirassy at nine, but I'm dreaming. Look. If you got £100 million for Bruno Fernandes and you rang up Sporting and said, we've got £100 million for Bruno Fernandes, what can we do with that £100 million for Holmland and Gyökeres? That's what I would do. I was thinking about this last night. I've got £100 million here for Bruno Fernandes. What deal can we construct with you for Holmland and Gyökeres? We haven't got anything else. We can't give you anything else. This is a one-time offer. There's £100 million here. How do we do this deal? And if they say, right, we want 90 for Holmlund and we'll take the 60 for Gyökeres. So it's 150. So you still owe us 50. I'd say piss off. This is £100 million up front. I don't want to do installments. I've got 100 million quid. 60 for Gyökeres, 40 for Holmlund, but you get the 100 million straight. Straight into your bank from there to there. Or you say, look, we'll do that 150 million, but we'll do 30 million over the next 5 years. Holmlund and Gyökeres might both say no, but that's the sort of deal I would do. People say, how do you replace Bruno Fernandes? Well, I need a midfielder. I need number 10. I've got the number 10. His name's Cunha. I get the midfielder and I get the striker. And people will say, well, we need something else. Yeah, but I'm still selling Garnacho. I'm still selling Rashford. I'm still, there's other deals I can do. But that's what I would do. If I had the Bruno money, I'd ring Sporting and say, look, obviously, if the players are interested, can I get these two players? And I think it would be big to bring those two players in because they've both played for Amarin. They've both played together and they both know the system and they'll hit the ground better. I mean, look at De Ligt and Mazraoui. They hit the ground together well because they played together. So I would do that. That is complete and utter fantasy, by the way. That's not going to happen. But that's the sort of stuff you've got to do. Obviously, if United get £100 million for Bruno, half of it's probably going on debt repayments, isn't it? Let's be honest. It's crazy how far we've fallen, says Macedonian, having to sell our best players to get others. Thank you very much. I've seen so many idiots ruin beautiful things. When someone has good, genuine intentions, the results are there to back it up, says Louis. If you want to be a victor, we have to sign a victor. Good one, GGMU. Thank you, Yusuf. We've done that. Mikhail says, Bruno sold for 80 million. Great. Time to strengthen the squad with a PowerPoint presentation on financial restructuring. I don't see us going for Vlahovic, by the way, Jake, but you might be right. I think there'll be a lot. What I really don't like about this situation for Man United at the moment is it's a breeding ground for nonsense. There'll be so much crap thrown at us now about we're looking at this players, we're looking at that players, and it's really frustrating. I want to follow proper news, and you know you're going to get proper news out of the proper sources, like as we know David Ornstein, Fabrizio Romano. But if they haven't got proper news to give you, it's because the club don't know what they're doing. And when it's like that is when all this shit starts flying around. I think the logical scenario with United at the moment is we're at a big low. The important situation is that we were clearly trying to get Cunha and Delap done and then sell to raise more funds. Delap's gone to Chelsea, so there's a little bit of money there. But it's not enough. 30 million quid for Delap was probably going to be done in installments as well. So we probably only have about 15 million, if we're being honest. That's an installment. Who can you get a 15 million installment on in year one? So Man United will be desperately trying to find what striker they're going for because the market for strikers is drying up. So that's where we will be. All the other links, whether it be Eze, Edison, anyone like that, we clearly don't have the money for that until we sell somebody. So I think that's where we are at the moment. We've got a little bit of money for a striker, which we thought was going to go to Delap. We'll now be desperately trying to figure out what we're doing with a striker. Any other deals are dependent on sales. So really, I think that's why the Bruno deal comes into focus, because the Bruno deal frees money up. Would you go for Wharton? Hard to do that deal though, isn't it? Hard to do that deal, Wharton, because Palace are going to say start the bidding at 80 million, I think. 70, 80. Yeah, I just can't see it. I really, really can't. I think some of Sir Jim's chemicals have leaked into Old Trafford's water system. If they can afford the water bill, everyone's gone toxic, says Rhys. Hi, Mark. Why aren't you mentioning the Osman news? Rasmus plus 30 million for Osman started coming out last night. We have people in Naples. Because I think it's a load of rubbish, Buster. If we've got people in Naples, why would they not be there to sort a Garnacho deal? If we've got people in Naples for an Osman swap deal, why is Fabrizio not talking about it, or David Ornstein? It just feels like a shit Italian story, of which we've had plenty over the years. I'm not saying it couldn't be done, but it doesn't feel like a story that that has anything to it at the moment. I would say the club is panicking because every signing they've done, they've expressed interest through the media and the silence is concerning, says John. I think it'll be a good window, says Robert McCormack. We will get better. I actually agree with Robert. I think sometimes we get very depressed about summer transfer windows and they have a funny way of exciting us. The only thing I would say is they've consistently said they haven't got any money, and maybe this is the summer where there isn't any money there. You know, I think every other summer would suggest we're going to go and splash the cash. As I said, with the Glazers in this situation, they would go and splash the cash like they did with Antony and Casemiro. They need to splash the cash, but we do have Sir Jim there now probably saying, let's not splash the cash. So, but if money comes in, money goes out. And going back to the Bruno situation, because it underpins what we're talking about here. The club can't say they haven't got any money if they take 100 from Bruno and 50 from Garnacho. You can't say we haven't got any money. You literally just took 150 million. I understand them saying we've got no money because we didn't get the Champions League through winning the Europa League. That was 100 million quid gone. I see that hole. And that was obviously going to be used towards players. But if we're raising that money by selling Bruno, suddenly we're back in the game, aren't we? So, and who knows? Who knows? I mean, complete and utter conspiracy theory, but who knows? Maybe United found out that Delap was going to Chelsea, looked at the bank balance and went, we've got no money, and said, let's do the Bruno deal. Maybe that's what's caused it. I don't know. But I do agree with Robert. If this money comes in, it has to go out. Because if you do sell Bruno and then you don't spend the money, there is a realistic chance of being relegated. I mean, without Bruno this season, you've got to drop a few points off. How many points were Ipswich behind us? Probably not enough for us to get relegated, but Bruno's probably worth 10 to 15 points. That's not a reason to keep him, by the way. You replace him. How many players have left clubs and been replaced? It happens all the time. Trent Alexander-Arnold's probably worth a few points for Liverpool. They've replaced him with Frimpong. I think that would be a good replacement. So you can replace players, but you also have to acknowledge the importance of the player. Do you really trust this club to buy if he leaves, says Mario. And Glenn says, I think they have to, Mario, by the way. Glenn says, it may mean nothing, but when I saw Mainoo as captain on Wednesday, I felt like he could be the future. He stays, Bruno goes, could be nothing, but who knows? I think this is a great point by Glenn. We've spoken about this. I think Mainoo's career at Man United has a chance if Bruno leaves. If Bruno stays, I don't see how Mainoo gets in the team anyway. So this could be huge for Mainoo. Maybe Mainoo won't be good enough. Maybe he'll be shit next season. But I do think that Mainoo's career, people say about replacements, and you would need to bring a replacement in, but it would also be a huge opportunity for someone like Mainoo, definitely. Al Dodorino says, 80 million won't be enough to sign Jokeres and Edison, though. We need at least 100. Yeah, but look, let's not forget, in relation to transfers, it's not always about adding a fee and a fee. It's installments, isn't it? I mean, Cunha's costing us 20, not 60. We're spending 20 on Cunha this year. So if you have 100 million from Saudi, and I would suggest we would say we want the 100 now, not in installments, then you've got that 100 and you say to Sporting, we'll give you 62 for Jokeres, but we'll give you 20 a year. You've still got 80 left. And if you go to Atalanta and say, we'll give you 45 for Edison, but we'll give you 20 this year, you've still got 60 left, haven't you? So it's how you construct these deals. It doesn't matter who we bring in, it's the owners, says Ben. And Patrick Lynch says, it's funny. I thought when Ineos installed this football-orientated board, we'd be more decisive and at times more ruthless. Instead, we seem to be the opposite. We seem directionless at the top. Thank you, Patrick. At this point, the best we can hope for is United to get relegated and the Glazers hopefully sell the clubs, as Torra. I just want to reiterate this. If Man United get relegated, why do people think that would be the end of the Glazers? I have said it before, so apologies. I'll run through it very quickly. If Man United get relegated, you get parachute payments, significant millions if you get relegated, right? So get relegated, get a load of millions for getting relegated, come back the year later, which we would, you play 46 games instead of 38, which means you get another 3 home games. They'd still be sold out. We'd still sell shirts. We'd still have 75,000 people turning up. 1 year in the championship, I don't think would make the Glazers go. I really don't. Lots of people talk about it. And I don't think United ever will get relegated, by the way. But just because we get relegated doesn't mean the club would be broke or finished. It's effectively like having a year out of Europe. Financially, it hurts, but it wouldn't be that bad, really. I think the biggest chance of the Glazers leaving would be the government not doing the regeneration projects. That would finish them off, because that would be shit. We've got to pay for the stadium ourselves, and the infrastructure around it's not great. That regeneration project is the lifeline to Sir Jim and the Glazers. If that didn't happen, you go round that area, it's desperately in need of regeneration. Whether you like the Glazers or not, it is in need of regeneration. They can't build a new stadium and plonk it around that area, because it's just a lot of it's industrial, derelict, factories, infrastructure needs bringing in. So if that generation project got massively delayed or didn't get done, massive problems. If Bruno comes out and says the club has no ambition, what players are going to want to come, says Trey? I don't think he would do that. Why do we pretend Bruno is our best player, says Torra? He's okay and a bad captain. Boris says, if Casemiro costs us 80, Bruno's worth at least 120. We do need to rebuild this squad, though. Welcome to Members Club, Samir. Captained us to the worst league position. Generally doesn't perform against big teams. Weak as a kitten. Often can't pass 5 yards. Are you lot blind, says James Harper. Commas, Ricky. No, he's not. RJ says, with all his goals, assists, leadership, we still finish 15th and lost the final badly, and he didn't play well. You see, I'm on board with that, RJ. I'm on board with that. People say, what would we be without Bruno? What were we with Bruno? Even with Bruno, we've had our worst Premier League season ever. And I agree, we probably would have got relegated if we didn't have him. But with him, we weren't good enough anyway. What does that say? We need a massive rebuild. So keeping Bruno's not the thing. If you keep Bruno, you need a massive rebuild. If you lose Bruno, you need a massive rebuild. If you sell Bruno, you can afford a rebuild. If you keep Bruno, you can't afford a rebuild. With him, you need a rebuild. Without him, you need a rebuild. With him, you haven't got the money for the rebuild. Without him, you have. That's how I've worked out in my head. If we'd finished second in the league and we were selling Bruno, I'd be losing my shit. Worst ever Premier League season, bottled the final. We need a massive rebuild. With or without him. Without him, we might have the money to do it. That's how I've worked it out. Keeping him, we could still have another terrible season like we did this year. Rebuilding around him, we could be better. Have we got the money to do that? And says Ben. From Sporting to United, now Saudi. Clearest downgrade I've seen in football, says Omer. I would sell Bruno for 120, get Trincao, Edison, Victor Gyökeres and Mbeumo. I'm dreaming, but that's what I would do, says Dylan. Hi, Mark. I love Mainoo and I'm scared he might go, says Fletcher. I think if Bruno goes, he won't go. Ash Williams, welcome to the Members Club. Thanks for getting your badge in. Need striker who converts our biggest issue. Get Mateta, says Elian. Is this a joke? Mainoo is not even an average at his best. There may be over 30 young ones better than him in the Prem, says Tusha. Also think of the 20 million a year on wages, says Lord Rogers. Yeah, remember, Bruno's wage is massive. 300 grand a week. Bruno out, Mbeumo, Osimhen, Mainoo given a go, says Cussing Horse. Who has a bigger effect on the team next year, Bruno or Victor? Give him Bruno's wage and you still have 40 left, says Sean from Ireland. Maybe it's not that bad. Chelsea have their striker and are... Well, I was watching Isco against Betis the other day. That's the sort of creative player I want. Magnetic, plays the right pass every single time. Yeah, smooth. Maybe it's not that bad. Chelsea have their striker and Arsenal are going for Sesco. There's not another obvious Premier League club that Gyökeres would go to, sponsored by Reality. Some reports saying Alvaro Fernandez to Madrid could not net us somewhere in the region of 20. Where we are financially, that's a great boost, says Penga. United stand exclusive. My source said Jimbo's next transfer targets are Reece James and Michael Jackson from Chelsea for £100 million, says Carlo. Wouldn't surprise me. Mo says, Wilcox blows the 100 million on Dybling and Mastantano. If we sell, there is no way we get Jokeres Edison with Ineos, or is the Cunha deal driven by this? And I can only see mid-table prioritise the FA Cups as bear merchant. Why can't we just sign Mbappe, says Arjen. Thank you very much for that. I would see, if they don't sell Bruno, they will say he's like a new signing. If they sell him, they will get Bobby Cubby on a new deal and say he's like a new signing, says Bait Face. I could see us getting Jokeres with the Delap going to Chelsea, Sesko going to Arsenal, and Ekitike going to Liverpool. Would only sell Bruno for 100 million, says Samuel. If we get Jokeres, I only want Man United to do well. If we get Jokeres, I actually would be very excited about next season, and I would be very excited about a rebuild. And even if next season we had to suffer a little bit, I would still be excited to watch Manchester United and see how we grow. Cunha makes me feel like that. Jokeres would make me feel like that. Obviously, you need more than that, but I'd feel like we're actually building something with experience. A 26-year-old striker, a 25-year-old number 10. I feel like you would be buying and building something. And if those players decide to come to United like Cunha, they would be coming eyes open. I just think it's fantasy. And we haven't had a lot of fantasy recently. Cunha's a really... And we need a goalkeeper as well, Melps. We definitely need a goalkeeper, definitely. 100%. Okay, let's see what happens next. We are back live with you in an hour and a half. We've got the watch-along for Hong Kong. Then, straight after me, Beth will be doing all the latest Man United news, because she can't do a 2 o'clock show because United are playing. So we'll have that at about 3 o'clock. 8 o'clock show tonight as well. We've got you covered on the United Stand. Make sure you subscribe and get involved. And I'll see you about 12:30. For the watch along, get onto here. It's the best place to be. The idea people think Man United have pull anymore is ridiculous, as N. The weight of the name is immense. Also, players where fans once joining favourite club. Thank you very much. Okay, I'll speak to you in a bit. Back at about 12:30. Thanks for watching.